Hello everyone! Welcome to another IT Career Talk with Professionals. And today, I have a Managing Director and Trustee. But before we begin, please do click that red subscribe button and notification bell. So my guest today is Ms. Shumate Royo. Hello, Ms. Shumate.
Hello, hello Rafi. Kamusta? How are you?
Great, great. No, it's getting into summer. And actually, baliktad pala, it's going to the rainy seasons pala.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Shumate, thank you for agreeing here today. Our audience will definitely want to hear your voice and your advice and your opinion and want to know your story. But before we begin, maybe you can describe to us your role. What is a managing director and trustee?
Okay. But first, before I answer that, thank you, Rafi, for inviting me as well. Thank you for doing this thing. I've seen a lot of your previous videos and interviews. It's good. It's nice. So moving to your question, I'm actually the managing director, currently managing director of DevCon Philippines, and as well as a trustee or one of the board of directors. That's my current thing that I am, or current work that I am doing, and aside from the startup that I have as well.
Right. What are the skills and values that you have to bring to become a managing director?
Okay. It's kind of a lot, actually, when you have the title managing director. Actually, it's the same title that I have when I still run the co-working space that I have. Basically, from the word itself, you manage entirely the processes, the operations of the company as well. You overlook everything. So in my case here in DevCon, as a managing director, I focus more on the operations and partnerships. And then as a trustee naman, I help in terms of the overall direction of the company and what's in it for us in the next 5 years, long-term planning as part of the directors, board of directors of DevCon. So basically, it's on the management position, so it's not just about operations, but also looking at the people, with the people working with you or you're collaborating with. So operations, strategies, and then partnerships.
Right. And as you mentioned, you know, a little bit about co-working space and the direction right now. Given that we are, I would say, in a form of remote working, no? How do you feel about remote working? Has this, you know, accelerated or has impacted your role?
Yes, actually, well, remote working is nothing new naman in the industry. A lot of people, and I'm part of even an organization, Remote Work. It's a global organization of everyone working remotely and everyone exchanging experiences and practices, so which it's actually been doing in practice years ago na. So it's nothing new, it's more on highlighted right now because of what had happened with pandemic. With my experience in remote working, somehow there's still adjustment on my part because pre-pandemic time, everyone goes in the office, right? Although my role in DevCon, I actually don't have a specific office in DevCon because I can work anywhere in DevCon. Although we have a space,
right,
which is located in Ortigas. But in terms of remote working, even though I know exactly how it is and I know how to do it, there's a lot of adjustment as well for me because I realize that doing a remote work Monday, seven days in a week, and 31 days in a month. Alam mo yun, parang it's kind of hard. And
right,
how many years? It's almost a year and how many?
Six
year
months.
And a half. Yeah. 6 months. Oh, imagine. So, but then I realized it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. It's just learning the ropes and then, of course, doing having the right tools for you to do it and have the right mindset and discipline in doing remote work.
Right. How do you describe your management style?
I'm very actually open since I'm a people person as well. Of course, I always try to balance things with, example, there's a conflict or there's things that have to settle within the company. I always try to look for both sides. In terms of managing company or managing even a non-profit organization entails a lot of responsibilities as well. But I always top priority on my list is always about the people I'm working with. Because that's your teamwork, right? You cannot do everything alone. You have to really work with your team, otherwise you'll be burned out, one. Because being on a management position is leadership. Whatever happens in your team, you always have to look ahead among the rest, right? You have to always look what's the best for the company and what's the best for my people. Otherwise, it will be hard. So I wouldn't say that I subscribe to management principle of a particular known person, because I try to mix everything. It depends on the context I am in. For example, if I put my hat as a managing director of a nonprofit, it's really different role to fill in.
Right.
Dealing with volunteers. And you cannot insist with your volunteer team that, oh, you do this work. You cannot do that. I mean, you have to really earn their trust, and they have to embrace the vision of a nonprofit organization so that they would do the work with all their hearts. Otherwise, they would consider it, oh, you're just asking me to do a work. You're not even paying me, right?
Right.
But where my managing director for the startup, the co-working space in particular that I have, it's really different as well. Because I'm dealing with client that also I have to be, now it should be win-win situation, right? Because your client or your customers or something that you always have to listen as well. And
yes,
with the client you're managing with, or that your staff as well, you also have to check, it's not only my perspective, but also their input. Because most of the time, example, in a co-working space, you're called, set up, your community manager, usually they are the one in the battlefield. Kumbaga, they're the one managing, or no, not managing, but facing your client, because they're on the community building. So I have to get their feedback. How is it? Because most of the time, they're there. So getting feedback from them, and then trying to analyze it on my end, and then have a strategy, what's next, what's best next to do. That gives me an idea exactly na, these are the things that worked last month but didn't work this time. So it depends on the company. Kasi if it's really a corporate setup, it's different than a managing director. And then if it's a non-profit one. Although there are things that the same almost naman, because it's still, both are companies for it that you really have to sustain. And you keep it going.
Right. So basically, you have to be, you know, adjustable. You would say, no, yeah. That's how.
Yeah, flexible ka in terms of whatever happening, especially with the pandemic. Imagine a lot of adjustments you have to do during the pandemic, and no one actually, even I think the best people in the management position, know how to do and how to deal with pandemic.
Right.
Everyone have to start from zero and ask, what's next now?
That's true. You mentioned a little bit about looking for volunteers. Now, although my question was more about hiring, but I think, you know, looking for volunteers or filtering volunteers is a tough work. No? How what's your strategy naman in terms of hiring or actually looking for the volunteers?
For the volunteers. As much as possible, in DevCon, we want to break the barrier to entry. Kasi it's community. You don't have, parang you have to remove that barrier na, oh, I want a volunteer who have this skill set, who knows how social media marketing, who knows how to partnership. No, parang the first thing that we have to do is, are you really aware of the vision and the mission of the community? If that is something that fit to them or something that they would willing to embrace, everyone is welcome. But of course, working with volunteers, there are seasons yan eh. First quarter, very active. You will see them the active users in your community posting, giving suggestions, liking whatever you post. But on the next quarter of their season, sometimes they wouldn't bother anymore. So there are seasons that we also have to respect.
Right.
But while they are hot, or and you know the quote, strike the iron where it's hot, that's the time for us in the management to maximize it and to take that opportunity, because when they are showing interest to your organization, that's the best time to really engage them and listen to them. So one, remove the barrier to entry, welcome everyone. But there will also come a time that you really have to filter and you have to really check who are the champions in your community, who are really the active users, who are really the people contributing to your community, and give them and delegate them work. Because if they see that they are being entrusted with work, they wouldn't see na I'm just being asked by DevCon managing director. No, but they would feel that they are part of the team actually, because they're part of their your decision making. They are part of organizing the activities, planning, and it will make anyone would feel they're part of the team and part of the organization.
Right. Managing a tech community is hard, no? Siguro the question there is, do you need to have the coding skills, no? And you need to know stacks, tech stacks, to manage developers and, you know, the IT sector.
Yeah. That is something I've been asking for years. I actually started, just to give a quick background of it, I started volunteering in DevCon way back 2013. 2013. That's actually my first DevCon Summit held in SM Mega Mall pa. So that's the first kumbaga big activity that I became part. I joined in DevCon as a volunteer, and then after 5 years, I was offered with a position for the managing director. And I keep on telling myself, why am I in a very technical community group wherein my background is naturally so far from it, because my background is actually academe. I'm a teacher by profession, and the BA or the I majored in history. So imagine how far it is from a very technical organization. But then I realized that I don't need exactly to know or to learn coding, because DevCon has a lot of kumbaga roles that you can be part of. It depends on the skills that you have. It so happened that I'm a people person. I would love also to organize activity events. So that's where I find my strength, and that is something that I know that I can contribute with in DevCon. So I'm not saying that if you're not a non-coder, you should limit yourself in joining other tech community groups. Because I, for one, is an example of, you don't need exactly to have that coding skills to become part of DevCon. That's in my personal experience. But the most important is, do you believe in what they're fighting for, what they're really pushing for the community? Because otherwise, you will not be an active participant, but you will just be continuously consuming lang. So,
right. And since we touch about your journey, no, let's continue on that now. And maybe let's ask, you know, when you were a teen or tween, no, how did you decide your journey?
30 years ago, because I'm on my 30s now. Now, okay. So my background, sige, let's just start na lang on college. After graduating, as I mentioned, I'm an academe. Mm-hmm. So I was able to teach both in private and public schools.
And before, what were you teaching?
History.
History. Why so, history?
I don't know. It's fascinating for me, the history, not just the day, but I don't like memorizing. It's just like I like the idea of knowing what happened in the past and how can you avoid the mistakes in the past, so that whatever you're doing right now, parang it would help you, right? So I teach history, and both in high school in particular, I also had experience teaching preschools. So whenever I saw my previous students, one of my students also a teacher na. So it's kind of, oh my gosh, she's getting old na, not me. So something like that. Pero yeah, that's my background in academe. And I also had an experience running my own business, which is the co-working space way back 2015, which come to me as a surprise. Kasi it took me actually almost during after I graduated in college, only a year, I teach in high school. Mm-hmm. And then there's a project that was offered to me full-time for 4 years to create a program for Filipino kids, OFW, kids of OFW in particular. They were sent back to the Philippines so that they could study in one particular private school.
Right.
And they were housed in one big, place. We were there. Kumbaga, it's 4 years time. Parang everything related to extracurricular activities for them, I'm in charge of that. Mm-hmm. So that's the time, during that time that I was being, I was in a full 4 year work on that particular project, I started exploring what's a co-working space, because I had that wish or like a dream for my students way during the time na, kung I want to build a Google space in the Philippines wherein my students would see, ah, this is not a classroom. Mm-hmm. But this is a place wherein they can learn and wherein apprenticeship and internship would happen even though they're just a student, because I have a lot of students who would like to become a chef.
Right.
But they ask me, Mishu Maid, how can I be a chef? What are the things that I have to learn? So I don't know. So I have to look for other people who are really chef and then try to connect with them.
Correct.
And then the student would ask directly to that chef. So then it sparked an idea to me, why not come up with a place wherein I can bring in my students and even others, youth in particular, and then I tap into my network who are experts, who are professionals, and then they try to look for match or mentor to students so that they would have an, kumbaga, like a real experience what it is before even deciding for the course that they're gonna take up in college. Because remember, when you, I met a lot of people who took up nursing only to end up being in a media company. Mm-hmm. You know, so which it's not, it's nothing wrong about it, because sometimes along the way you realize na, ah, this course is not for me. I should have dropped it from here pa lang, diba? So we want, I have that desire na I don't, as much as possible, I want to help my student to decide right, mm-hmm. even kumbaga, align their passion so that when it comes to the time that they have to decide for the course in the college or whatever career that they would like to pursue, at least they have an idea and experience, and it's already, kumbaga, it's already founded on them, solid with them na this is something that I really want to do, something that I will sure not will not quit in the middle of when the going gets tough.
Right.
So that's the back story of why I came with a co-working space.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you know, given you're considering a co-working space, why did you volunteer in DevCon? No? Parang ang story was about chef, co-working space, and then from what pushed you to say, "Ha, I should join DevCon."
Yep, that's a nice story as well. Actually, I have a student kasi who likes to explore game development, and then she asked me, "Miss Shumin, how to do game development? I want to create games. And I don't know how, because my history, so I tried to look, I'm the person during that time, whenever my students are in their school, I joined a lot of events offered by different communities. And if I'm not mistaken, I forgot the first tech community groups that I attended, and there I saw the logo of DevCon. And then when I click it, kasi the story actually is ganito. So whenever I attend an activity or events organized by, whether it be in a startup or whether it be in e-commerce or whether it be related to food, whatever industry, I always attend because I want to get inputs on that so that when I go back to my student, at least I have something to share.
Right.
So when I attended a particular tech event, after that, you know, it's typical, they will send you an email blast, newsletter, because you're part of their database. Mm-hmm. And whenever I receive an email from tech community, it's always, there's always two things lang. It's either the first greeting nila, Shumate-san, so they thought I'm Japanese. And then the second is they always offer me sponsorship. Would you like to sponsor our upcoming event?
And right.
Probably because of my name, because a lot of people would always mistake that I'm a man, I'm a guy, and then I'm a Japanese because it's Shumate Royo, right?
A businessman, so, Japanese businessman.
Imagine something, so it's Japanese, it's potential investor, something ganon. So something ko, okay. So I took advantage of it. So whenever I receive a newsletter, I just read it, I just browse it, click whatever the hyperlink was there, and then I saw DevCon. And then I saw that their post, they're calling for volunteers for DevCon Summit. Of course, I do my background check. I have even before I join any organization or even attend any activities, I make sure that I know who are the founders, who are the people behind running it.
Right.
I want to avoid din syempre na attending activities na
fly by night.
Filipino term, yeah, fly by night. Of Filipino term, nabudol ka.
Nabudol.
Diba, ayoko pagbalik when I go back to my student and then they would ask me, sabi ko, nabudol ako. I don't want to have that story with them. So when I check with the background of DevCon, I realized everything that they've been doing is something that I also like to do, because one, they would like level up or to help empower Filipino developers. And when you say Filipino developers, I mean, developers not just here in the Philippines, but they want it global to be known. And checking the background, so that was early 2013, and DevCon was created 2009. So kumbaga, established already.
Yes, yes.
So then I decided, okay, I will try, and then I joined, and the DevCon Summit event nila was held in Yuna, SM Mega Mall. And from there on, I continued being a volunteer in DevCon. After a year, I was nominated to become VP membership because sabi ko sa kanila, someone even nominated me as a VP for, I think, related to tech. Sabi ko, no, I'm not a non-tech person, so never, I'm not gonna take that position. I would rather go in the programs or in programs or membership. Those are the roles that I know my strength would be beneficial for the community or would be useful for the community. So I was VP membership for almost 3 terms, if I'm not mistaken. And then VP membership, and then later on, I was offered to become the managing director of DevCon.
Right. Given you know your success in becoming the managing director, and although this is a volunteer, how did you manage that in terms of, let's say, for example, your time? As you mentioned, no, as a volunteer, may seasons, no? And I guess yung seasons didn't apply to you in this case, no? Kasi tuloy-tuloy ka. And because it's not paid, right? How did you make it successful, I would say?
I would always attribute the success that I have right now with the team that I work with. And when the managing position was offered to me by Winston, that's the time din kasi that we merged our company together na. So parang it's a deal for us, or he asked me, Shumit, is it possible that while you're managing or you're thinking about the co-working space that we're gonna build, can you look over as well in DevCon as a managing director? At the time, there's still an executive director of DevCon. So that's a 2 different positions.
Okay.
Yep. So the managing director, more on the director's part kasi eh. Then the executive director is more on the execution, and then working with the volunteers as well. So sabi ko, sige, since I love DevCon ever since, and I've been volunteering with it for years, and basically know exactly the ins and outs of it, I would love to help whatever help I can extend with DevCon naman in that particular position. So I drop or I let go and give my VP membership hat to other members who I think would also execute the work. And then I started working on as the managing director of it. So when it comes to time management, it's really kind of hard kasi managing DevCon with a growing community and with a lot of things and opportunities that I am seeing every now and then, it, sometimes I would even see myself 110% in DevCon. No more percent in the startup or in the company that I run. Even during the time that I have a co-working space.
I
have a co-working space, I'm still the VP membership. So most of the time, I would see myself in the corner of my office space na, oh my gosh, I'm doing work for DevCon. And then, this is my startup. And then, of course, I try to balance it. Pero I see kasi then that there's, alam mo yon, that there's possibility that whatever I'm doing in a co-working space or in a startup scene is actually connected to what I'm doing in DevCon. Why? Startups try to look for talents for their startups. Right. They need CTOs like you. So they try to connect with DevCon because the developers are in DevCon.
Yes.
So I try to look for opportunities. Okay, these are the things that I'm doing in a startup scene in my business. And this is the things that I'm doing in nonprofit. How can the two benefit for each other, with each other? So something like that. So it's a matter of trying to find what are the things lang that would the 2 things that I am doing you might see it as 2 opposing things, kasi isa corporate and the other is nonprofit. Pero as what are the touch points that you could connect together, and then so that my work as well it's not dividing my attention, but it's actually connecting everything, the dots, kumbaga.
Right. Yeah, that's a very interesting way to success. Basically, it's like making sure that every opportunity is not like it's missing out. If you follow this opportunity, this opportunity suffers, but actually it's like you said, connecting the dots, parang stacking on top of each other.
Yes,
right. And I can really see that this is a passion of yours, no? Would you say, you know, this is, you know, the main passion you have at the moment, or you also have other passions as well?
To be honest, my real passion is in community building. Uh-huh. And community building doesn't have to be locked in. Are you in a corporate setting? Because even corporations or even startups are trying to build their own community, right? Because their community sometimes is their client or customer. So they have to keep and retain those clients and build community around it. So for one big example, great example, is how Kumu leverage on their community and make everyone super users and super active live streamers, right? And wow, right now, hi, shout out to Kumu people. So it's something nice, something ganon. So ever since, I've always, part of whatever I am doing is always community building, and it's centered always to people. Remember, as I mentioned, my background is in academia. It's always in education and in people, nurturing the next generation, trying to my best to help them connect or become a bridge to them. What do you like to do in the future? And what are the things around me that I can connect you with? So whether it be I am in a nonprofit or in a company or in a startup or a corporation, I always try to look for that core within me, which is more on people. I have that favorite quote. I don't know if it's a quote or mantra or something, but which I always say, people first, always, in always.
People for first? Always.
Always, always na lagi, almost every day. And then always in everything you do. People first, always, always. So it's always centered to that, because if I wear my hat as a nonprofit MD, I'm dealing with volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I have to always check, somehow I have to have that responsibility to check on them, not to be burned out, but continuously align with them and continuously ask them, what do you think, how we can improve together our organization? If I'm gonna wear my hat as someone in a corporate or in a business, I have to check with the community that I am building, because the heart of co-working space is collaboration. I even have that, we created actually an event in a co-working space before that I invited the other co-working space founder. Imagine that, though, those are my competitors.
Yes.
I keep on rallying to them. If we are in the space of collaboration and if we are really saying that co-working space is about collaboration, why is it it's hard for us to collaborate with other company or let's say competitors that you think would benefit actually the community? Mm-hmm. But successfully we're able to have it, and with the help of Kumu actually, we had like a co-working space round, like a roadshow of all co-working spaces in Makati, co-organized by Kumu, wherein every topics will be held and hosted by a particular co-working space, and the founders of co-working space will visit other co-working spaces, which is super nice. Because you break that mentality na, oh, we're on the same industry competitor. But in a co-working space, probably it's only me, I don't know with the other co-working space founders, but I know the other founders of co-working spaces would also have the same idea, which is super nice. So going back to that what's the core, if it's something that I would like to do in the long run, I would always go back to community building.
Right.
Actually, I have that long-term and release project to be launched soon about the community builders. It's more on getting best practices from best community builders across, not just in the Philippines. Because community builders is not just one industry. Eh? You can have community builders in tech, you have community builders in creatives, you have community builders in the far-flung provinces working with the ITs or indigenous people. So with the networks and the experiences that I have in the past, I am seeing the dots, everything being connected to that particular project, of which I hopefully I would launch it. I've been planning for it, but I'm not sure when, but hopefully before the end of this year I'll be able to have that particular project that I have to launch.
Right. And so I have one last question for you is, you know, to our audience who are maybe thinking about joining an IT group or IT company, or potentially maybe thinking about, you know, where do I start?
Yep.
Since medyo IT yung topic natin, no?
Yep.
What's your advice to them?
Okay. Since it's about asking about related to IT industry, if you're someone, example, a student looking for your first job, you want to look for a company that would you want to become part of. One is, of course, you have to be also prepared in a way as someone who would like to get a position in that company. I'm not saying this is super general, pero parang be realistic with the role that you would like and the skill set that you have right now. And then look for a company that you think you will grow. Kasi it's not, well, money compensation is really good. I mean, of course, you have to be realistic. Oh, is it comfortable? It would help me in my everyday expenses. That's super important. Being that's valid reason, that's valid and super need din talaga. But my point is, look for a company that you think you will grow along the way with them. It's not that you will be stuck in one particular role lang, but you see yourself that I'm gonna grow in this company. I have a job from junior level to senior developer in the next years, and you see that company has the potential to do it with you. So don't just look for companies who have a high paying thing, but think, look beyond it. Ako, I always, whenever I have mentors, I would always say, try to like stalk who are the founders of the company. What are the things that they are trying to do, and how do they build the company from scratch? How do they connect with their people, with their staff, with their employee? Kasi if you've seen a lot of positive, whatever research you kind of come up with, you'll see that you're in good hands with that particular company. But if it's something that you don't know exactly if this company is enough, so it's kind of hard.
Right. And again, thank you for your advice. No? And audience, if you know you resonate with today's show, you wanna do a follow-up, you know, just leave it in the comment box below. And if you're listening maybe on podcast or in Spotify, you can also message me as the author. Ms. Shumate, do you have any last shout-out or call to action?
Call to action, since you mentioned about hiring. But first, in DevCon, we actually successfully have a membership drive. We might launch once again another membership drive. If you want to be active in DevCon, you want to contribute in the community, we have our social media pages naman. You just check for DevCon PH in Facebook and then join there, engage with the community. And then for the startup that we have, Italino Venture Labs. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, we are still hiring. So we have the Italino Venture Lab Facebook page, and we're gonna be launching soon a career page about Italino so that you'll know and learn more about Italino. So I think,
right.
No, the last one. Uh-huh. If you think Dev, kasi DevCon is platform agnostic or a community that welcomes everyone, whether it be you're a non-tech or a geeky person, there are other tech community groups across the Philippines that you can actually join if you are really want to focus on particular technology. Example, you want to be in a WordPress community group. There's a WordPress user group, right?
Yes.
So AWS users group with Rafi. So may mga ganun. So if you really want to focus on particular tech stack, there's a lot of communities that you can join. But make sure lang that you will also not just be a consumer, but also you will be contributor to that community, because those community really needs people who would help them leverage and scale up their organization.
Right. Thank you so much. And every link that Shumate mentioned, I'll try to put it in the description below, no? So that you can follow her and her efforts as well. So thank you so much. And goodbye, everyone who's watching.
Goodbye.
And listening.
Thank you.
And of course, if you like our content, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell.